This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie. This week on the Doggy Diva Show, a heads up on a disease that affects many of our pets, also the latest in joint health for our pets. Learn how a dog helped one man get through his personal crisis, and is grooming your pet sometimes stressful? We have the answer, and pets love it. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Do you own a pet care business? Do you need help training and retaining your staff? Fetch Find Monthly Pro is the perfect platform for you. Fetch Find Monthly Pro is a monthly subscription with unlimited users, no contracts, and fresh content every week. With increased employee engagement, higher customer satisfaction, and lower risk and liability, Fetch Find Monthly Pro pays for itself. And you can completely customize the training materials based on your company's needs. Head over to www.fetchfind.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's FETCHFIND.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, Monica, November is a really special month. There's a lot of holidays, you know, pet holidays and, of course, Thanksgiving. But one of the things we celebrate is National Pet Diabetes Month in November. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I love that they actually bring awareness to pet diabetes because it's an illness that affects so many pets, and it really is something that can be scary and overwhelming for our pet owners. And once they kind of get the hang of things and realize that there is a lot of tools out there that can help them control the issue, then it becomes less scary for them. So I love the fact that in November, you know, they bring awareness to this disease. So that way some of these pet owners aren't so overwhelmed, and these pets, you know, can live great, long, fulfilled lives with their diabetes in control. So one of the main things about diabetes, signs, symptoms, things to look for is generally drinking a lot more than normal and urinating more than normal. That is always a sign to kind of, you know, bring the dog in, take a look, run some blood. And those symptoms are very broad. That can be a slew of things, but drinking a lot and urinating a lot is the number one sign, the first clinical sign that pets start to exhibit when they are diabetic. So I always tell clients, if you're seeing an increase in the water, you're seeing an increase in the urination, then definitely, you know, have some blood drawn. And even a urine sample can sometimes be indicative of diabetes as well, because on a basic urinary screen or a urinalysis, they will have a glucose and also a ketone level, and sometimes they can spill urine or ketones into their urine samples. So that can be a sign that you may have, you know, an issue going on with diabetes. As far as controlling diabetes once your pet is diagnosed with the disease, normally they will have your pet start on insulin. And one thing that is critical is getting a good level on your insulin. And one thing to know is the key to getting a pet stabilized and normalized on their insulin levels and keeping their sugar in check is to monitor the intake of food. And a lot of clients have a hard time wrapping their head around that, but it's all about the number of calories going in each day. So if your pet, you know, gets a half a cup of a certain food and you change that diet and you're still giving a half a cup but of a different food, that different food may have a different caloric level, meaning, you know, it's like eating a half a cup of carrots and then eating a half a cup of ice cream. There's going to be a different sugar level. There's a different protein component. There's a different caloric makeup of that food. So even though you're feeding the same amount, if the item changes, that's going to throw your insulin off, and you'll have that issue a lot. Sometimes with diabetics, they will have a difficult time with staying on a normal diet, not eating the correct food. And so then when they don't eat for a day, they're thinking, oh gosh, you know, they need to eat to take their insulin. And so they'll give, you know, something different. And that can throw your insulin level off because it is a different caloric makeup. The other thing is our treats. A lot of people have a hard time understanding how much caloric count is in a treat. And it's okay to give treats, to treat the pet and give things. However, you want to give the same amount on a regular daily basis. So if you're going to give a treat after they go to the bathroom, that's okay. But do the same amount every day, because then that's going to be factored into the caloric content of that pet. So you're going to give the insulin level based on the calories to stabilize their blood sugar. We always tell all of our diabetic patients to have like a honey, a Karo syrup, a high cal solution, something like that on hand. So if the pet doesn't eat, you know, to always give them a little bit of honey to make sure they don't have a low blood sugar issue. And they're always, you know, checking for signs of low blood sugar to make sure that the pet does not get into any issues there. The other thing is home testing. And there's different ways to do this. They make little sticks that you can put, like when the dog or cat goes to the bathroom, you can stick the little stick on a spot of urine when they go outside, and it gives you a color reading. And that color reading, you know, you match against the bottle and it'll tell you a level. And then you can monitor it that way. They also have really great at-home testing kits that you can get from your veterinarian, or you can get one over the counter, like a one-touch ultra, things of that nature. So just like humans with their diabetes, it's really important to check the blood sugar. And in pets, once you get them used to it, most pets can be checked at home on a regular basis without having to incur a lot of costs with going into the veterinarian to have the veterinarian draw blood, run the glucose. You know, if you go out and get your own glucometer, and like I said, veterinarians sell them, or you can, you know, get them over the counter. And if you do go over the counter, I suggest the One Touch because it's very good. You want the micro drop sample, so you get a very small amount of blood. And, you know, for years I had a cat that was diabetic, and I would have to take his blood sugar on a regular basis just to make sure he was controlled. Once he was controlled, I took the blood maybe once a week, twice a week if he seemed abnormal. So it's not something that you have to do every day forever. So once you get them past the, you know, the first couple weeks and you're checking it daily, then when they're in a normal range and they're not, you know, adjusting a lot and the numbers aren't changing, then you can go less frequently. But some of the spots that are really good to get blood from the pet, and all of these glucometer kits come with the little lancets, and you can just prick like the side of the pet's pad. It's not extremely sensitive. They usually do not give you a hard time at all about it. The other place is the ear, and you would think that would be extremely sensitive. That gives you a good drop of blood, and sometimes you have to kind of squeeze the area a little bit to get that drop out because the lancets are so small. But in my cat, I would do the side of the pad. I would do the tip of the ear. Also at the base of the tail is another good spot. You can shave, you know, the hair around the tail and do the base of the tail. But there's a lot of areas on a pet that at home, you know, without going into the veterinarian and spending, you know, a lot of money on visits, which you may need, but and at home in between those visits, you can do it on your own. And all veterinarians should be able to walk you through that. you know, help you, you know, find out where the best spot is to take blood from your pet, show you how to use your glucometer, just bring it on in, you know, to your visit. They'll go over everything with you. With our new diabetic patients, we always give them a journal. That way they're marking down their insulin levels, what their glucose was, and that way they have a chance to get everything on paper. So if they have any fluctuations, then, you know, you can see it through the veterinarian when they come in for their visit.
Well, those are very good tips, because I know sometimes when the diagnosis comes in that the pet has diabetes, you know, pet owners go, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? You just laid it all out. It's manageable. Working with your vet, it's something that could be done on a, you know, a daily, week, whenever it needs to be done. You can actually take it over and handle it yourself, because people automatically think, oh, I have to go to my vet every day. It isn't that way. So what you laid out is absolutely wonderful. So in honor of National Pet Diabetes Month, I thank you, Monica. Those are great tips.
Thank you so much.
Is your dog losing pep in its step, running less, moving slowly? Well, we might just have the answer for you coming up.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And we have with us today Kim Gablin, Senior Marketing Director of Bill Jack Foods. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Great, great. I'm really excited because we're going to talk about something that I think is really important, because I have some senior dogs with a little bit of joint issues. So we're going to talk about joint health.
Yes, you know, joint health, no matter if you have a senior dog or if you have a younger dog, is really important, because it's something that they really need to use to run around, go outside, and just be healthy.
Now, can you share with us some easy ways to keep the dogs healthy?
Sure. You know, there are some basic things that are always good to keep in mind when you're trying to keep your dog's joints healthy. You know, first of all, of course, as we always talk about, too, it's about exercising your pet. And so, you know, since it's really important to be able to, you know, go outside, have them be active, and take care of those joints when you're out there doing that. You know, that doesn't mean necessarily doing extreme things, right? So, you know, you want to maybe watch how high they're jumping and those kinds of things, but certainly getting them out, walking them on a regular basis, playing fetch in the backyard, you know, playing fetch in the house, you know, those kinds of things will, again, you know, keep those joints well lubricated.
And that's so important too. And I think that people sometimes have the misconception that they have to like do like a 3-mile walk to get this done, but you really don't need to.
No. I mean, you know, maybe 10, 20 minutes, you know, maybe a couple times a day. That's really all you need. You know, again, just to kind of keep everything moving.
Joint health, it's so critical for the overall health of the dog. Can you tell us a little bit about any foods or anything special that we could be using to help our dogs out a bit?
Yes, you know, there are a lot of supplements out there that you can use for your dog. And you want to be able to find something that they can have, you know, on a regular basis to kind of keep those joints on an even keel. One of the things that we've recently come out with is something called Breakthrough Joint Health. And it really is a superfood to be able to help support your dog's joints. It has calcium and a really good high quality protein in there. And it's also got glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. So there's a, you know, kind of a combination of things that can help support your dog's joint health. And it's real easy to use. All you do is just have to measure out, depending on the size of your dog, measure out a little bit of the powder each day. And then you put it into a bowl by itself, and then add a little bit of water, same amount of water that that you've measured out in powder, and then you feed it to your dog. Just mix it together and feed it to your dog. So it's real easy. Dogs love the taste of it, so it makes it really easy. You know, sometimes when you're giving them pills, it's really hard to get them to take pills, or they find the pills, you know, and whenever you hide them in.
I have to hide my pills in your little treats, otherwise they won't take mine. So
yeah,
that's why
yeah.
this is you know, really great, Kim, too, because it, you, like you said, it's a powder, and it's it like my dogs are all under 20 pounds, so that little canister would last me 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, yes, you're right. It's a canister, and one canister actually lasts a large dog probably about 1 month, and a small dog about you know essentially 8 weeks. Over the long term, you know, in terms of the feedback we've heard from people, they really had some really great results that they're able to see typically in their dog, you know, within that first canister. So, you know, so that also makes kind of a really good thing because you can see if it's going to work for you really pretty quickly within that first canister. So that's really important. It's available, though, just regionally right now. So it's available in the Northeast and also in the upper Midwest. That's really about all that is right now, but it's really, but you can go online and see at billjack.com, at bil-jac.com. We've got a store locator out there, and you can read a little bit more about the product, and you can also see if it's in your area.
Can this be ordered online through Bill Jack?
Right now it can't be, but we're going to be working on that. But yeah, right now it's just available in the stores at PetSmart currently.
Oh, because it looks like such a great, you know, like a supplement. And it's interesting because I was talking with my sister just the other day. We were talking about, you know, the dogs, and hers are getting old. And she has a young one that she does agility and herding with. I mean, herding like, she herds sheep. She is training her to herd sheep.
Oh, wow.
And that she has started her on like the Cosequin glucosamine. Like she has already started her on that. And she even had her horses on it. I mean, these are the ingredients that really help our pets to help their joints, and especially whether they're arthritic or if they're extremely active, like my sister's little dogs. And she has them ranging from a year old all the way up to 14 years old. So this is perfect.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and you know, a lot of times we ask the questions, you know, to kind of think about, is your dog slowing down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is your dog maybe not jumping as much? Are they avoiding stairs? Are they and maybe sleeping more? So some of those things may be indications of joint health. And I know sometimes when I talk with folks that have older dogs, they're thinking their dog is just slowing down and there's really nothing they can do about it. But, you know, sometimes it's something else, right? Sometimes it's something else. And so, you know, obviously having good vet visits is important, but they may be slowing down because their joints are bothering them.
Yes.
And people don't even think about
mm-hmm.
that. So we've also had some really great feedback from people who, you know, really thought that their dog was getting older and slowing down and there was really nothing they could do about it, and have had really good, strong results with the product. So you have to kind of think about, it may not be what you think it is. It may be the joints, because dogs always like to hide any kind of problems they're having, right?
Yes.
They never want to show any weakness. And so joints are one of the things that it's sometimes hard to tell when they're having issues, unless you see them not jumping or not running or, you know, not moving around as much.
Well, and one of the other things, and you touched on it briefly before, it has probiotic in it also.
Yeah.
So it's like it has so much in it. And it sounds like from reading the customer comments that their dogs just love them. They just lap it up. So it has to have a great taste to it.
Yeah. You know, everything we do at Bill Jack, we recognize that it's not going to work. It's not going to help your dog unless it tastes great. And so this, you know, our joint formula is no different. We really wanted to make sure that it had a great taste. And so that's why we did that. And, you know, what's really interesting about our joint formula is it's not a supplement. So it doesn't have any, you know, any ingredients in it from a supplement standpoint. It truly, all of the ingredients that are in it are food approved, you know, dog food approved
yeah.
ingredients in it. So it's how we gently process them and put them together in a combination that really makes the difference for your dog, you know, helps support their joint health.
Again, I thank you for bringing us a great alternative, something to, you know, help our dogs along with their, as they're getting older or for those active dogs, the joint health formula. I think that it's very exciting. I like the fact that it's kind of made into like a little broth, and I'm looking forward to it coming my way because I'm definitely going to get it. So, because I got a bunch of creaky bones sitting over here, so.
Yep, anything we can do to help them feel better, right? We want to do that.
That's it. That's what we do. We do it for the dogs.
We do indeed.
So anyone who wants to go to learn more about Bill Jack, to learn about more about the Bill Jack Breakthrough Joint Health Formula, where can they go, Kim?
Yeah, I would say go to our website, start there. That's a great place. We have information out there about the joint health formula in the product section, and it's at Biljac, BIL-JAC.com.
I always tell people to make sure that they go, they sign up for your newsletter, because that's something that I look forward to getting all the time too, because I learn a lot about a lot of things, whether it be, you know, food-related training, interaction, you know, the bonding experience of pets. There's a lot that goes on.
We try to get, you know, information out that people would like and are interested in. And I think we just recently did, you know, 10 of our favorite dog movies. Some are fun articles. About taking care of your dog. Yeah. So we try to do a little bit of both and kind of have some fun and do some learning along the way as well.
As always, Kim, you bring us great information, and I will be talking to you next month. We're going to do some little holiday workup next month, so that would be great, a little prep for the holidays.
That sounds great.
All right, thanks, and have a great week.
Thank you, too.
We'll be back in just a moment. Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Coming up, how the love of a dog helped one man get through a life's crisis. Stay tuned.
She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused. Malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does, and they want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA and then get that dog on Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
Their answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Our next guest discovered his path to peace, solace, and God through a most unlikely source, his dog, Mango. Some people find the world to be a stressful place, and for millions of pet owners, the unconditional love and companionship of dogs offers an escape from daily worries. In this uplifting and inspirational book, One Dog's Faith, How My Dog Helped Me Trust in God and Overcome Chronic Worrying, the author Tom Baker explores life and faith from a dog's perspective. By looking at the world through his eyes, Baker reveals to us just how much humans can learn from dogs, how to love, how to live in the moment, and how to discover the grace of God. Welcome, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored to be with you.
Oh, we're honored to have you. And I have to tell you, I loved the format. I loved the way the book was laid out, that that each of the issues, and I think that anyone who's out there that's a dog lover or just a person has a little bit of worry, has a little bit of concern in their life, and the way you laid it out that each chapter was part Mango's perspective, and your perspective was so refreshing and very inspiring.
Well, it's dogs, as you well know, are very special, and they're also very intuitive, and can, I think dogs can read us like a book. It's no accident that we get along with dogs as we do. I think God put them here as just a little glimpse of His glory and a little glimpse of a better way to live than what we had chosen. God gives us tons and billions of glimpses of Him, but Mango spoke to me in a time of difficulty, and I have no doubt in my mind that God found this way to get through to me, how wonderful He is, and showed me a lot more about these amazing furry creatures.
That's for the listeners who may not be familiar with you, and you've done quite a bit. Can you tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm a media person. I've been in media for 35 years now. I've been in radio, in television, and I've been in marketing and advertising. I'm a writer, but I never considered myself to be an author. I write commercials and TV shows, and currently own a TV production company, and I have for 15 years. I used to work at HGTV and opened my own company to service them and the networks that Scripps Networks owns. And at first, it was just amazing. It was terrific. The business just continued to build, and for 3 or 4 or 5 years, it doubled every year. And that was not only amazing, but it was stressful in its own little way. I had to build my business to keep up with it. I had to hire people, and I had to buy a lot of expensive equipment. And that was incredible until the bottom fell out in 2011. And that's when I hit a real hard brick wall and just fell apart. It was really difficult.
In the book, and there's a lot of living in the moment, and there's a lot in the book it resonates, I think, with so many people. But in the book, you talk about that, but you have almost like this little angel with you, and your wife sounds amazing also, but you have this little angel named Mango. Can you tell us about Mango?
Mango is this sweet, silly, playful, gentle, loving lick factory. She's a rescue. She's a mutt. I have no idea what she is. I think she's at least 72 different breeds.
She's so cute, though.
Well, she's just one of those dogs. She has the eyes that just look at you and tell her every emotion. I mean, dogs are pretty transparent anyway. They the tails don't lie. You know exactly how they're feeling. But when a dog like Mango looks up at you, it's hard to have a frown. I mean, they just look at you like you are the greatest thing there ever was. And they want to please you in every way they know how. And that's so comforting to me.
And, you know, you're just saying that, and I got goosebumps because that's how I look at my dogs, especially my dog, Miss Olive. Her and I are, like, inseparable. And when things are, like, when there's 72,000 balls being juggled in the air, she just looks up at me, and I go, okay, everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be good. And that's why I was identifying with a lot in your book, because it is. There's, like, so much going on in our lives, and sometimes to center us, just to look in our dog's eyes, just helps us so much. Now, how did Margo help you, like, with your health and with your well-being through all this?
Well, like so many people, I allow a struggle to get the best of me. I think all my life I've been a worrier, and that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm pessimistic as much as it just when I see a situation coming, I just roll it over and over and over in my head, and I just start picturing more difficult, more devastating outcomes that could happen, it's not a great way to look at things, but you know, the past can determine the process of our thinking in the way that, it, you know, if something very difficult or devastating has happened in the past, you always wonder, could it get worse, or could that happen again? And when this happened, it was about 2011, where the bottom just fell out of my business. It went from a very high level and was basically cut into a third, just by different circumstances. The delayed reaction to the 2008 economy crash, and also just budgets being slashed and projects being taken away or canceled, or people that I worked for retired or went on to another job and was replaced by somebody else. No matter what the reason, it stopped. And I was kind of left holding the bag. I had six employees at the time, and I did not want to lay them off. So I did it the American way. I started maxing out my credit cards and going through all my savings and all my retirement, and it still didn't improve. And not wanting to lay off my employees because I felt responsible for them, and I didn't want to make a bad impression to potential clients by laying people off. So I kept them, and I paid them instead of the IRS. And not a recipe that I would offer anybody, but I got myself in real bad trouble with the IRS. And so I was faced not only with financial disaster, but it was very possible for them to take away everything we had. And through the course of a year, I lost 30 pounds due to stressing over this. And every day continued to get worse, and I felt like a failure. I became disengaged with my family. I was just, it devastated me, and I allowed it to devastate me. And what I tell people when I go through the story is, I know a lot of people who have faced more difficult things, but I use this as an example of how far we can take ourselves into depression, into worry, just by allowing our circumstances to define what we are and who we are. My wife tried really hard to reach me. My church would have helped a lot had I told anybody, but I think me, like a lot of men, and I think basically a lot of people, you don't want to share your very difficult struggle sometimes, because it's a hard thing to do. It's embarrassing. You just don't want to talk about it. So I didn't. And it got to a point where I just didn't feel like I even deserved to be happy. And that's a terrible place to be. And the peace that I found was through Mango, through her loving ways and her way of life. Once I started watching her and actually taking notice about who and what dogs are, it really was transforming. I mean, you look at what dogs represent, what they can teach us, loyalty, patience, joy, forgiveness, gratitude, submission, contentment, honesty, how to relax. I mean, it's all very Christ-like features that, if we just adopt a few of them, I think our life changes. But the big one is unconditional love.
Yes.
And that's what dogs are. That's what they offer us. And I forgot most of those. And I think we tend to do that when we go through a difficult time period. We focus so much on the problem that we forget everything else.
Well, it was interesting because in the book you bring up things, even you touched on it earlier, like a dog's tail wagging. You know exactly how they feel, like how they love to stick their head out the window. You were saying how you watched Mango. And these are just simple, gentle, isolated moments that it almost helps to center us or bring us back, is what I got from your book, to, there's so much that's going on in our mind, and you look at the dog and, with Mango with her head out the door or wagging to the tail or, getting the leash, whatever she's doing, it brings everything back into a perspective. And you're right.
Sure.
There's that unconditional love and the importance of them loving you unconditionally, and I guess us loving them unconditionally.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing that I learned from Mango, the most transforming thing of all, is dogs live for today. They really don't care about tomorrow, and they really don't care about yesterday. They care about right now, and how can I best enjoy this moment? And sometimes that's by sleeping and relaxing, and we humans are not really good at that sometimes. But when I started watching her and living for now, it was really freeing, because all I did was worry about tomorrow. And, you know, am I going to lose my stuff? And, you know, how is this going to affect me? How is this going to make me look? And dogs don't care about that stuff. They just want to please and they want to enjoy. And I believe that's really what God wants us to experience in our lives, is to be fulfilled, to be joyful, and to learn from our struggles.
And one of the things that resonated through the book also was what you just said, living in the now, living in the present, kind of like looking in your dog's eyes. It brings you back and it centers you. And I appreciated that, because I think sometimes people, like you said, they're worrying about so many things, or there's things going on in their life. But if you look at your dog and look at that unconditional love and that centering, I think that that's kind of like a little yoga class or something. Like, it's just there to stay center you. And it's like living in the now and living in the present. And, you know, people say, oh, I got to worry about this. And it's like so important. And what your book, I found, and I read your book very quickly too. It was a very fast read, very inspiring. Touched on how important it was to live in the moment, you know, not in an in-your-face kind of way, but in a very subtle kind of way, incorporating Mango into it, which I think is so important.
Well, there have been quite a few people who have told me that had I just face-to-face told them this, they would have said, yeah, whatever. But when a dog says it, I don't know, it's a little more, it's less threatening, and it's believable, because we know that's how they live. And I don't know, I was very guilty, as many people are, when you're worrying about something or focus so much on a problem, even when your dog comes up and licks you on the hand or jumps in your lap or barks and drops their toy at your feet, like, please go play with me. You know, when you're frustrated and stressed, you just kind of push them out of the way. And I think we do that with God all the time, too. He's showing us all these amazing blessings. Yeah, this one thing's going on, but we're going to get to that. We'll deal with that. But enjoy this blessing right now. And I include myself with a lot of my fellow worriers that we focus too much on the little things and forget the blessings. And Mango really helped me learn that. Relearn it or learn it. I'm not sure which one it is, but I watch her a lot more closely now. And, you know, one other thing that dogs do that I think really kind of centered me again was, dogs are servers. They have such a servant heart. And I think they're one of the few creatures that really do love others more than themselves. And, you know, when we have problems, when we have difficulties, one of the greatest ways to alleviate the stress about that problem is to go help somebody else. And you don't have to look very far to find somebody in a more difficult situation than you are. And to help them, is so soul cleansing. To help somebody else with their problem. And, you know, in the same sense, when I look back on some of the devastating things in my life, I've been through divorce, I've been through, job loss and many difficult things, even in the distant past, when I look back on them now, they've become blessings because I've been able to help somebody else with a similar problem.
It's almost like everything happens for a reason.
You know, if you can embrace that and not look at the, and not just take it as a glancing explanation for something, but I mean, it happens for a reason because I believe that God wants us to learn and grow. And, you know, and also I think these opportunities, these difficulties are a reminder to us to remember how much we need God. If our life was comfortable all the time, if everything went the way we wished it would, we would never reach out to God.
Absolutely.
And the struggles that we face, you know, as much as we try to avoid them, they are learning and growing opportunities. And now my business is still intact. It's just me doing it, but the IRS is paid. Things changed in my business after my perspective changed. And that was one of the most amazing things to me, is I found peace through the help of Mango, through the help of my wife, and through a better perspective of struggle. And I found peace, and then for some crazy reason, the business started coming back. I owe that to the grace of God, and I'm having more fun now than ever. You know, and the magic thing is that I wake up every day anticipating a wonderful day, a fulfilling, joyful day. And before, I would wake up and just dread it. I would just look at it as like, what could happen now that would be worse than yesterday? And it's just the opposite. I can't wait. Even if it's a difficult day full of struggles, I get to watch God work. And Mango's right there wagging her tail with me.
In your book, I mean, you do, you know, we get to experience like almost like a life changing, the way you look at things and the way your life turned around. And I have to thank you for writing the book. And I thank you for sharing those life changing moments and stories with us. And, you know, taking that unique perspective of seeing it through the eyes of Mango with that pure, unconditional love. And there's not a doubt in my mind, and I know that I say this all the time on the show, but I don't think that our dogs come into our life by accident. We don't pick them. They pick us. And Mango is in your life for a much higher reason. Yeah.
I totally agree with that. She searched us out, even in the adoption center. Local animal, at the place that in Knoxville where I am, the animal center is called Young William, and they're very big and they have a lot of animals. But it was so strange that day that this one silly little, she was 1 year old at the time, and she had been adopted once, and the person who adopted her couldn't handle her. She's kind of crazy sometimes. She just loves to play. And I totally believe that it was just that magical day that we were brought together. And you'll never convince me that God didn't have a hand in that.
Absolutely.
And it is. And I appreciate you being willing to talk about the book. And I just really want to share this joy I found. That anybody can find it. Anybody
yes.
can have it. It's just a matter of choosing.
And you know what, Tom, in reading the book, I'm even thinking of people, I love the book, but who would also enjoy it and maybe help them in their lives. It's just simplistic. The simplistic way you put it out there in a way that is, it's very inspiring. And I think also, you know, here we are in the holidays. I think it'd be a great holiday gift for anyone who loves dogs or anyone who's going through personal struggles. It's a really great, you know, it's almost like people might think it's a book that is a tragic book, but it isn't. It's how you came out into the light, and I think that's what this story is about. And you did it with the love of a dog. And of course, you have a phenomenal wife and family, but you did it with the love of a dog. Now for the listeners to go to find out more about you and to find out where to purchase One Dog's Faith, where can they go?
The easiest place is onedogsfaith.com. There's a little more profile of course, ways to purchase the book. There's a button on there that says buy now, and that goes straight to me, and I'll I'll be glad to sign a book and send it. Or there's also a link to Amazon. It's available there. And it's available on BarnesandNoble.com and also Cokesbury.com. So it's readily available.
And it's out there. And I'm recommending it from myself as a dog lover and for someone who's gone through my own struggles. I was in a very serious car accident. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Olive and I had another dog, Sophia, they helped me through. So I identified so much of what you were going through on a different level, but it's a wonderful book for, as I said, dog lovers or for people who are just going through things in their life. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And Tom, I want to thank you for being with us today. And we truly appreciate everything that you're doing. You did a great thing with this book.
Thank you so much. I'm dogs are so special and they sense things in us that sometimes we don't even sense in ourselves. And they know what to do. And that's just amazing to me. The more I watch, and of course now, I even watch more of what service dogs do and what, dogs who help the elderly. I mean, they just, it's just magic.
I call them God's angels.
Yep.
They, well, thank you very much too. And you have a great day.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Coming up, is grooming your pet sometimes stressful? We have a better way to groom, and you'll enjoy it, and your pets will love it. Stay tuned.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Grooming our pets can sometimes be a little stressful. Well, we have discovered an award-winning, innovative pet product that helps make grooming your pet a pet bonding experience, and I know that firsthand. And we are very, very happy to have the founder of Hands on Gloves with us. Welcome, Jay Michaels.
Hi, thank you, Susan. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, can you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
You bet. I grew up with horses and dogs and my whole life bathing and grooming the animals. And as a kid, I wondered why these gloves weren't on the market. And I got sick of the curry combs and the mitts and things that fly off, especially with you. With a little bit of soap and water and get slippery, and they were just awkward to use. So I set out and thought, I'm going to go make these gloves once and for all. And I thought it was going to be easy, but I spent 4.5 years making them because I found out why they weren't on the market. They were really hard to make right. So that's where we are. We finally got it, and now we're launching and getting them out to the world.
So your inspiration for making them was really your for your own, you just needed it for yourself.
You bet. Yes, I wanted to fix my problem.
Well, you're fixing your problem. You helped us fix our problem. I got to tell you, they're really easy. They fit on great. And I have mine at the studio with me today. And I have my two girls here. And as soon as I pull the glove out, they're both like, okay, Mom, time. Because it's like a great massager, too. Like if you're just, like if I just rub against, mine are short-haired dogs. They're both Italian greyhounds. And
And they love the feel because it's got the little groovy part on the tip. So I'll have you explain it far more correctly. And then it has like the little lumpy things, and they love it. They're like, they don't want me to let go.
They do. And that's the cool side aspect to them. But I've got a great Pyrenees rescue. She hates to be groomed. You get a grooming tool out, she literally will run to the creek and hide. But she loves the gloves because in her mind, she's just getting a massage. She loves the way it feels. It's just your hand. The cool thing about the gloves with the fingers, they don't rip and cut the hair out like blades do. They get down all the way to the skin and massage the dirt and dander and the ready to shed hair. They're not ripping the good hair out. So it doesn't hurt them. They like it better. And again, they're just getting a massage that they beg for. And we hear that daily from horse owners and dog owners. We even had a zebra at the beginning of the year that she couldn't even touch with a cloth.
Oh, wow.
She bought the gloves at a show, went home, put the video up on our Facebook page explaining the story that she couldn't touch the zebra with anything. And zebras can be tricky, but she's rubbing this zebra down and the zebra's dropping its head and licking its lips and leaning into her and wanting more. And so we, like I said, we hear that all the time, that it really does, that the animals really do love it and it really calms them down. And into that, Dr. Marty Becker, America's vet, is what he's called. He chose us as a recommended product at Global Pet Expo this year for that very reason, for the calming aspect. And they use it in their clinics when the dogs come into the vet office. It's stressful. So they give the dogs a good massage. They calm down. And they're using it in their vet practice. So once they get them calm, then they can take the proper vitals and see what's really going on.
Well, you know, we had Dr. Becker on before, and he's such a wonderful person. And he totally gets it about, like, working with them and the calmness of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. And I have to tell you, it's almost like wearing a driving glove the way that you have it. You know, the way that you have the little grip here.
Yes, yes. It's an actual fitted pair of gloves, and we have sizes of junior for the kiddos. We like to get the kiddos involved in grooming, both in the pet and equine world, and we go all the way up to XL. So it's an actual fitted pair of gloves that isn't going to roll around. You have a strap that you can put on. So you strap them down. They're not going to move, and they're just great. But yeah, it's like a driving glove, and they've got the nodules on the fingers. So getting your fingers finally in the action, you can get down their legs and all those grooves that you can't get to with any other device. And it's more thorough, and a glove on each hand also. So it speeds it up and more thorough. And again, it just gets back to that bonding and massage that they love.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I could speak firsthand on that. I mean, mine love it. And it's easy for me because it's like it has a little Velcro thing on it, so it can fit it directly.
Yep.
Like, goes over my wrist. It's not going to slide around my hand. I'm glad you created this.
Well, thank you.
Speaking from a totally selfish perspective. So can you tell the listeners, like, where they could go to, like, learn more about the hands-on glove? And I know that you have different colors and sizes for them to pick from.
Yes. Yeah, they can go to handsongloves.com and read all about it. And we've got videos on there and other information. They can also just type in hands-on gloves and you'll see the people selling them. But more importantly, the reviews. Our marketing firm loves those because they don't have to sell our product. It sells itself, and our fan base loves them. And they go out and they make videos and they just great reviews across the board. So you can find all the reviews you like. People are loving them. Their animals are loving them. And that's the fun part to see and watch firsthand.
You do. You have great customer comments. I mean, people, like, it's almost like a life-changing thing for some people. And grooming can be a very stressful time, and you don't want that stress between you and your pet. You want to bond, and you want to make sure that they trust you and to have something like this. And, you know, when you're coming towards them with the glove, you know, they're like, they're anticipating
hitting it. They're like, yes, it's like putting your hand towards them, and it's like so calming to them. So, well, I got to tell you, Jay, you did a wonderful thing by creating this. I think it'd be a great, great holiday gift for people who are looking. They don't know what to give people who, like a horse person or a dog person or even a cat person. You could get these, and it'd be a perfect gift because not only would the person enjoy them, but the person's pet would enjoy them too.
Exactly. And that makes everybody happy.
It does.
Yes, and we're seeing that people are buying them for Christmas presents and other presents. But even at this show, people are like, oh, these are great Christmas presents. And they're snatching them up. So it's fun.
Oh, well, now, are you in any retail outlets that people could go to if they were looking to purchase them also?
We are. We're in everywhere from Dover and Smart Pack on the equine side to Ace Hardware just picked us up for their pet in. So every Ace Hardware across the country has them. And then Chewy.com has them. There's several others. And there's a lot signing on. We just went on QVC recently.
Oh, wow.
And I got two shows out of that. And we will be going back on 1st of January.
Oh.
So we'll be back on QVC there. And that was a terrifying experience, but really fun.
I love QVC. I'm going to have to watch for you on QVC.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. And I already know the people who aren't there on my holiday list that are going to be getting this. So I,
awesome.
I have to thank you. And again, it's handsongloves.com. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Hands on Gloves? I mean, it's just so innovative.
Yes, the one thing that we hear a lot is a lot of people with arthritis and other conditions that can't hold on to the typical traditional grooming tools and utensils love the gloves, and they write into us daily thanking us for giving them a grooming tool that you just put on your hands and you can go love on your animals and still get a thorough grooming out of them. Some of these people couldn't groom anymore at all, so we've given that grooming and bathing experience back to them. So they're super thankful for that, and it makes sense. You can't drop these like you do those other tools, and you don't have to hold on to it. So it's an actual game changer for them.
Oh, I can see that. And myself, I have some problem with one of my hands. I was in a car accident, and it fits me perfectly, and it gets the job done. So I am that's really great, and I appreciate that you had done that. And it's perfect for people who may have arthritis or may have just a little bit of trouble with their hands. It goes on, it grips on, and I'm telling you, both hands go in and your pets love it.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for being with us today. And we truly appreciate everything that you do, Jay.
All right. Thank you, Susan. And everything you do, we appreciate as well.
Thank you. You have a great holiday.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.